The Gemara in Yutes Amud Aleph talks about the difference between Avir and Schach Pasul in connection with Pesel Hayetzim Min HaSukkah. And the Gemara had asked the question. The Gemara says, Maskif Lor of Hoshia, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Maskif Lor of Hoshia, Lo Yehei El Avir, Avir pochas mishloishes fachim besukkah katana mi pasul. So he's asking, would you need to come onto a din of pesel ayotze if you have avir pochas mishloisha? It's good maker a din. So the Gemara says, as in answer, Amalei Rabba, the Rabba answered Rabbi Yishia, Zem itzar v'yishen im tachtov. V'zem itzarev v'ein yishenim tachtov. One is combined, but you can't sleep under it. Well, you could, that's the first one. V'zem itzarev v'ein yishenim tachtov. One combines, and you can't sleep under it. So the Gemara then asks, U'mir kamidi titzarufim itzarev v'hu atzmoy ein a kosher? Is there something... Well, in other words, we're asking on Avir. According to Rashi, we learn that Avir is Ein Yishenim Tachtov. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So then the Gemara asks that if you're going to say that it's Mistarif, how could it be you can't sit under it? And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ayashiv, in, yes, Titanarik, we go over the Omud, to Yutas on the base, Titanarik Yechiach, Shemitzdarif la'aboyim saw. I have a proof from Titan Orek. This substance that combines with, it's like a type of clay, a mud, that combines with 40 saw, va'atoyvel boy, but somebody who's toyvel in it, also like to be. That's what Rashi learns, if you look at Rashi. Rashi learns that atoyvel boy means, if you have a mikveh that's kulay mem saw of titanoric, it's all thick, it's this thick clay-like consistency, then you're not, it's not oila tevilah. So Tosfos has a very strong kasha on Rashi. He says, what do you mean? If you had all avir, then obviously you wouldn't be able to be yotze. If it was all chamos and merubah, if it was all avir, you wouldn't be able to be yotze in Sukkah. It's only because the miyut is avir, which is even though it's ein yishenim tachtov, but that's fine because you still have overall, you've got a roiv and you've got to share everything together. The say will say the same thing with titanorik, and now once you've got to share the same thing with titanorik, you say, however, titanorik is different. Titanorik is not like avir. Because Rashi is implying that when is the only time you can't be tovel in titanorik? Only if the whole arboim saw is made of titanorik. But if I've got a little bit made of titanorik, I could be tovel even in that place. That's how Rashi learned. Because if Rashi learned that even if it's just a combination and only a miut of titanorik, even then you can't be tovel in that place, then Rashi should have said so. Why did Rashi say, but titanoric, if I have 40 sov, it's all titanoric, it's no good.
You have 39.5.
Well, that's also no good. But the point is that there's two cases. There's a case of where you've got the roiv is kosher, the miyut would be possible. Because there's a roiv, you go after roiv and it's kosher.
You need the whole 40 sov. You need 40 sov of water?
You don't need 40 sov of water free of titanoric. You can have part of the water that everybody agrees. Titanoric is mistarif. The question is, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara is telling us a halacha, saying, if I've got titanorik, I've got one saw of titanorik, let's say, right, out of 40. So now, it's mistarif, even though, what? So Tosfos learns a new pshat in the Gemara. He learns, even though it's being mistarif, just like we say, mistarif ein yishenim tachtov. So here by titanoric also, even though it's only a miut, you got to make sure you're tovel in the other 39 saw, not in this saw. That's Tosfos Shita. But Rashi clearly doesn't hold like that. What's the proof? Because Rashi says, when the Gemara says va tovel boy, doesn't mean va tovel boy in this minority part. It means in a new case where the whole thing would be titanoric. So Tosfos says, where's the comparison? If you're telling me the 39 sov water, 1 sov titanoric, I could be tovel in the whole thing. Then it's unlike the way Rashi learns avir, that avir, it's mitzdarav, but you can't sit under it. So how could you prove that if the Gemara's question is, that is there such a thing, that it's mitzdarav, but even in its siruf, even as it's combining, still it's not kosher? That was the Gemara's question. So we really need to say, yes, I've got an example. We've got to give an example of something that's combining, and even in the combination, even in its kosher form, still it's no good. So Tosfos learns that's what the Gemara means. And when the Gemara says, that's evil boy, it doesn't mean like Rashi said, 40 sov titanoric. It means even it, when I've got 39 sov, and even in the case of kosher, but I've got to make sure that my hand or my finger or my toe is not going into titanoric. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. If you look at Rashi says, what's that evil boy loy also tefillah? It's in a case where I've got 40 sov titanoric. So what do you prove? You answered nothing. You didn't answer the Gemara's question. Very strong question on Rashi. So some turn the Gemara on its head totally in order to explain Rashi. They say the question of Rashi, according to Rashi, is not what we think it is. We think the question is, we learned the Shailas on Avir. That if Avir is Mitzdarev, so how could you say Ein Yishenim Tachtov? That's how we learned the question of the Gemara, right? So they learned pshat the opposite. They learned the opposite pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara's question was never on something that if it's mitzdarif, it has to be kosher the whole way. The Gemara heard very well that something which is mitzdarif could still be. It's only mitzdarif, and you can't sit under it. They held the opposite of the question. When the Gemara says, "Umi kemidi the zerufim mitzdarif vu atmei ein kosher," that the Gemara was bothered by the exact opposite. Is there something that not only it's mitzdarif, but it's mamish mitzdarif, like it's part of the thing itself? Meaning, sach posel, that, you see, lavud, they say, well, lavud you look at like it's the thing continues, right? So lavud we're not bothered by. But sach posel, that the tziruf is not working because we're looking at it like it's, there's more. We're saying it joins. So they ask, do you have a thing that in itself is possible, but now this psul could be kasha? And that's the question. You know, the Gemara is asking on schach possible, not on ave.
The analogy here would be that if the entire mikveh was filled with this horrible mud.
That's right.
So the analogy for the sukkah would be that there's no schach at all.
That's right. That's the question. And therefore,
who would ever come to think that if there's no...
That's right, exactly. That's the question. No, we never said that. We weren't trying to say that. Well, what we were saying was that if there's a small amount of air, then, although it joins, but you still can't sit under it. To which the Gemara says, if it joins, so why can't you sit under it? The Gemara answers according to Rashi, the way we think Rashi means, a very strange thing. Yes, because if you have the tit, well then, if you have just tit, and you're asking, what do you mean? We're not talking about just it. You'd have to be apples to apples. It would have to be, as Tosfos says, that even if it's only a small amount of tit, nevertheless, you still have to make sure you're not tovel. That would be a just comparison. Now we're answering Rashi, that Rashi learns a whole new pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara never asked on Avir. The Gemara was asking on Sach Posel. The Gemara's question was the following. Avir, I understand, and it doesn't bother me that you can't sit under it. It's love with Mamashi, it's chach, it's an undress. But the way lavud works is, lavud doesn't work that I say air is kosher chach. Lavud works that I say air is a space. I can look at it as if it extends because it's less than tzitzvachim. But by chach fossil, it's clear that we're not saying, well, if you have chach fossil, we'll extend the chach kosher. And therefore, they're learning a totally different kashya than Gemara, according to Rashi. That according to Rashi, the Gemara is asking, love would, I have no problem, I understand that. Even if it's ain't shame tapped up, but I understand, you can't sit under it because it's not real stuff. But yet, I can join it because I have love. So that's the Gemara never asked, according to the Achroim who explain Rashi. What they say is a totally didn't you pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara's question was on that puzzle, and the Gemara was bothered. Where do I find something that's puzzle that I could use the psul as if it's kosher? And that was the question according to the Gemara. The Gemara was bothered. Where did you get a case? In other words, the Gemara wanted to know how do you find a bittul baroy can take something as puzzle and make it give it a din as if it's kosher mamish. So basically, we said that we said once a long time ago, the Eli Yom Tov, famous Eli Yom Tov, he asks, by Isavaheta, if I have a mixture, let's say if I have kosher soup and some trefa liquid falls into it, so if the shishim, and you can't taste it, it's bottle, right? So what does that mean? What that means is, we say, this thing falling in was, let's say, dan, whatever it was, some is. Now, the destroyer against it, as if it's not there. It's bittul kamisha einai. It's hari amiut kamisha einai. It's bottle. It's like it's not there. So the Eli Yom Tov said, that's normal bittul. It's as if it's not there. That's the bittul we find with taruvas, with mixtures. It's a vata. Now, the Eli Yom Tov knew that let's say you've got a Sanhedrin of 23 of that in our problem, right? And you've got some of them are Machayev, some say Chayev, some say Potter. There we say right too. The Eli Yom Tov knew that over there we're not saying right to say, let's say 17 say Chayev and 6 say Potter. You're not saying, oh, so the 6 are like there, and now I have a better than 17 say Chayev Misa. That the Eli Yom Tov knew very well, that in that type of right, Ruba the Isa Kamon, it's a right that's here, and it's a right of Deus, and it's not bittul in the sense of Taruvus, it's not a mixture. So he knew that in that type of right, you go and change the miut and say the miut turns into the roif. And you know how far that thing goes, by the way, in Dayanim. The reason given, why is it that a Dayan who's part of a Bezdin, let's say a Bezdin of 3, and let's say it's a question of money, a money question comes to them, the two sides say their case, they go out, they leave, there's a deliberation, then they pass. And Bezdin says, Reuben owes Shimon money, right? So now, Shimon knows one of the Dayanim, and he's bothered. He says, I have to say, I don't understand this chat. This Dayan is the one who said Potter. Two said Chayef, one said Potter. And he doesn't know that. The Hebrew wasn't there in the deliberation. Is he allowed to say, well, you know what, as it happens, I'm the one who said like you. Also, you're not allowed to say. So why? So you think, the reason is maybe it's Rechilus, which is part of the reason. It's Rechilus, it's causing trouble. But it goes more than that. It's brought down that he can't say it because he also said Chayev. He also said Chayev. He said Potter. He fought with him for 2 hours telling him it's Potter. What do you mean he said Chayev? You say that's the din. The din is that if you're part of a Bezdin and the Bezdin goes, the majority of that Bezdin goes for one Sahat, then the din is, it's as if by being part of the Bezdin, you're part of the Bezdin, that's Chayev. So we consider it as if you said Chayev, and therefore you're not allowed to say you said Potter. So the question, so the only Gom Tov knew that, so why is he bothered by Sahat? So the reason is simple. By things which are not, it's not that we put all the Dayanim in a Cholent pot, and we blend them, and they're one big mixture, and now it's all one Cholent. No. There's two types of Roiv. There's a bittul which is there's roiv which is halachachara roiv that everything gets the din of the roiv, and the Eli Yom Tov knew that's how it works by Beis Din. But there's a different roiv which is where you have a mixture and I can taste part and I can't taste the other part, and that's why where do you see a difference according to everybody? Everybody's bothered in Schach. The Ran asked the question by Schach. He says, how could it be that you say you go after roiv by Schach? The Iker, the Isser itself, is Niker v'Nivdol. Where did you ever see a case of Bittul and Isser v'Hetter where you could see the piece of Chazer in the soup? No such thing. How you go after Rav? No such thing. Bittul means that you cannot see it. So the Ran asks a simple question, how by Schach could you say Bittul? So he explains that the Bittul by Schach is different than Bittul by Isser v'Hetter. But let's get back to it. That's for sure, that by Isavahata, that type of, where it's called bittul, there, it has to be, it's not recognizable. You cannot see the chazer at all. Even if you can't take it out, it doesn't help. For instance, if it will be a fly that's not possible to take out, but you can see the fly clearly, you're not allowed to eat. Awesome. So, the type of bittul in Tairuvus, it has to be like a maser, and you can't see it. Now, by Dayanim, do we say the Dayanim who said Potter, if they're in the minority, they have to disappear, they have to be not Nika? Of course not. So there's definitely two types of bittul going on. So this is the question of the Ayin Yomtzuf. The question of the Ayin Yomtzuf was... Yeah, whatever it is, that's anything is going to be nikkur. Anything is going to be nikkur. You don't say bittul. I by dayanim, it's all nikkur. The Torah says by dayanim, we're not saying bottle. We're not saying the dayanim as if they're not there. We're saying we have some dayanim this way and some dayanim this way. This is a din of roiv. What roiv? Not roiv that I say the roiv outweighs the miyut as if the miyut's not there. It means the roiv is what. There's only one din on the bed. You can't have two psakim from the same psak. There's one psak. Which one is the psak? The psak of the roif. Halachah roif. But not that there's bittul. The dayanim who say difference are not bottle. They're not non-existent. They're not invisible. So it doesn't matter if you see the dayan. Could be the biggest, tallest dayanim. It doesn't make a difference. Right? He's the tallest dayan. Everybody stands up. He's the one who's 2 feet tall. 2 feet taller than everybody else, 2 feet wider than everybody else, doesn't matter. If it would be by Yisra like that, there'd be no bittul. Right? It has to be invisible. It has to be really blended. So, the Ram asked the Ayin Yomtzuf asked the following question. He says, by Dayanim, he doesn't say this, but this is what he means. By Dayanim, it doesn't matter if I'm turning somebody who says Potter into somebody who says Chayav. Why? Because there we're saying, I've got two parts, I'll say the whole thing is like the Roy. But by bittul, where the whole way it works is to say it's like it's non-existent. So I understand Hilchos Issa V'Hetter works with bittul, because if I say it's non-existent, let's say I've got chicken soup, and it turns out some of my soup, I got, a gallon of soup, and it turns out the roiv of my soup was kosher, and a small amount, less than shishim, was treif, that fell in, then the whole thing's kosher. And you say, wait a second, you're missing in the shear. Oh, shit. But, you know, as long as there's no tray for food, you're fine. Nobody said you have to have a gallon of soup. It's not a revius of yayin. But nevertheless, then the Yom Tov asked the question. He says, but if I need a shear, so how can I use something that's not part of that shear? By dayanim, where I'm going after the roiv and saying the whole thing has a din of a roiv, there I could do it. But if the thing's not there, how can I say, not only is it not there, but it now turns into something else that is here? That's the only Yom Tov question. According to the ones who want to learn in Rashi, mi kemidi, that the thing is that it itself is not kosher, but it's mistarif. That's the Gemara's question over here. The Gemara is asking, according to those Achrayim on Tzach Posel, the kasha of the only Yom Tov.
What's
she? There's no she. You don't have to
eat that. Whatever that is.
No. I don't mean that. Of course there's a shear shishim. That's a shear in something else entirely. It's not a shear that you need a gallon. It's a shear that there's a certain level below which we say you can't taste it. And that shear is shishim. It's a different shear entirely.
The
point is, because where you can taste it, it's nikkur. That's what the Rishonim say. The Rashba says, the reason why there's a shear of shishim, roiv is roiv. What do you need shishim for? Why do you ever see shishim? You ever see you need 60 times as many dayanim who say it's kosher or chayav or whatever you want to get psak best? And of course not. So where's 60 come from? 60 is because you need that it's not recognizable. If it's less than 60, you'll taste it. If you could taste it, says the Rashba, it's like I could see it. If I could see it, it's not bottled. That's why 60 comes from.
This is about 50, 51.
I know, but the reason why is, why? Because if the malalocha, if you couldn't taste it, if it's 1 in 51, midiraisa, it's bottle. The whole 60 is because you shouldn't taste it. Why shouldn't you taste it? Because if you could taste it, like I see it, right? But let's get back to the point. The point was like this. We said, the Achrayim, in order to explain this very strange seeming ration with the 40 saw, they say, the Rashi doesn't mean to ask on Lofot. I'm really sweating a difficult piece of Gemara here. But it's worth it just to realize that Gemara is asking a very longish question according to Rashi, the way these Afraidim learn. They're saying like this. That the question of the Gemara, we learned in the beginning, and Tosis learned, the question of the Gemara is on the one that's mistarif, but you can't sit under it. And on that, the Gemara says, I don't understand. If you could join it, For sure you could sit under it. That was the Gemara's question, according to Taisus. And therefore Taisus said, how can I say, if it's going to join in 39 Tzah, and I'm even allowed to have my hand in that, in the tit, it's only when the whole thing is tit that it's no good. So what does that help me? That's obvious. I mean, we knew that if exactly, as we were saying, if you have the whole sukkah's avir, you know, obviously it's no good. We're saying when a small amount is there, so it joins, just you can't sit under it. So you can't prove from Rashi, from a case of Memsah. So what did the Akronim say? Change the Gemara's question. The Gemara was never asking on Lovet at all. The Gemara was asking on Tapos. What was the question? The question was like, okay, now, after the Ani Yom Tov, I'll understand the question. If it's Avir, why? How does Avir work? Avir works because I say, the Hesheh is not because I say the Mias has a din of a right. It's because Lovet extends it, so it's like I have all Tapos. But by Mias of Schach Posel and Roiv of Schach Kosher, did you say that in love there's something there? Even if it's less than three, you can't say it's in love. Why? Because there's a chatzitza here. There's something in the middle. So clearly we're not being mashed because of love. Why are we being mashed? Because we say, Halach Acha HaRoiv, go after the Roiv. So ask the only Gantuf. What do you mean go after the... according to them, the Gemara is asking Mamish the question the only Gantuf asks. The Bishlam of Bittul of Tarumas with this Zavagra, how does it work? Because we say that it's as if the Mi'at's not there. But the problem is, here we need to say more than the Mi'at's not there. We need to turn the Mi'at into the din of the Roiv. And according to these Achrayim, that's Mamish the Gemara's question by Schach Potl. That the Gemara is asking, I don't understand, where do I find a case where I have the Roiv has one din, the Mi'at has a different din? Not just do I say it's bottle, but I say it can join and be part of the shir and give me my Zayin al-Zayin. So Gemara says, you know where you get that? By Memsah itself, according to Rashi. That everybody agrees that if you had a full Memsah of Titan Arik, possible, no good. But yet, even though it's no good, when I have 39 of one, I don't say like I do by Yisrael Hetzah, it's as if I only have 39 and the one is gone. If you said that, you'd have a mix of the shorts. I go further and say that in this case, the one joins, and it's lost. It happens to be, you can even be turbulent. But that's not the point of going to Rashi, the way we're learning now. The Gemara is answering that yes, we go further. We say this din of halakhaka arayv, even by mikvah. So we had learned, the Marshal, in the Ran. The Ran said in the Sukkah, it's different, it's not the regular bittul barayv. It's because, and the proof is, because you know, you take an apostle and you mix it with Tzach Kosher, it's very nicker. If you had such a taruvus in your pot at home, the Rav would say it's awesome. You can't have that piece of chazah that you can see clearly just because chobton, you mixed it up. That's not kashrus. So the Ran says it's a different class. What we're seeing here is, and that would be the easy way to answer the Oni Gomtov's question. You say the Oni Gomtov asks, how can I say by bittul that it's kamisha? You know, on the one hand, it's like it's not there. And on the other hand, I can count it. We would answer the early Gomtus question. That, you know how you answer that? Well, yes, that's by regular bittul where you need that it's not nikah. But sukkah, the Ran explained, is different. That's like dayonim. That's how I'd answer the Ran's question. But here, the way we're learning now in Rashi, that the question of the Gemara was, where do you ever see a concept that on the one hand, it's we're saying bittul, and on the other, you could still count it towards it. So the Gemara brings a proof from mikvah. By mikvah, the truth is by mikvah also is the same thing. I'm wrong. So that is the point. That's the answer. But by mikvah also, I've got another case. Why? Because there too, by mikvah, if I had such a thing by Issa Vaheta that I could see, like by the Titan Arik, it's very visible. Would I be mad at Issa Vaheta in such a case? Absolutely not. So you see that there's really three types of cases. There's cases, well, really only two. All we have to say is two. There's cases like Dayanim, well, we're not saying it's like they've gone totally. We're just saying the din of the Roiv goes over to the din of the Mi'at. Then you've got cases where we say it's a bittul that's like it's not there, bittul k'misha'ena. On that, you could never join it. The reason why by mikvah and why by schach, you could, how can you join it? It's like it's not there. We're saying there's two types of bittul. The bittul of Issa Vaheta that needs, you don't see it at all. It's inconceivable. On the one hand, you could say it's like it's mamish not there. And on the other hand, we say it counts to help us for a shir. So according to this, if you had, let's say, yayin, you need a shear revius, and you put in a little bit of, and it's short, and you put in a little bit of something that's no good, water's different. Water can be starish. If you put in something that's also, and you need to say it's like it's kamisha enoi, how can you say it's kamisha enoi if it gives me my revius? According to this, you wouldn't be able to say it. Where do you say it? By things like titanori, it's half, where it doesn't matter that it's nika, because I don't need to say it's like it's not there. Right? So I want to say over now a dvar chizik to shtel the tzur. Tough teeth. I don't usually get this ambitious this early in the morning. But the point is, we're changing according to these achronim. The Gemara's question from being, how can it be that on the one hand something joins and the other I don't sit under it, to a totally different question. How could it be that something is intrinsically on its own puzzle, and yet I can even add it together to the Shia? If it's lavud, I'm extending, so that's fine. But if it's a puzzle, how does puzzle become part of the Shia? And that's the Gemara saying, like me. So let's just take this to Advar Musa. What's the application by Advar Musa? So I'll say over a Maisa that with the Balatanya. I usually say over a Balatanya on Friday morning, not any other time. But as they say over a Maisa, from the Balatanya and Tzemach Tzedek, that they supposedly Tzemach Tzedek asks, the Maisa goes, Tzemach Tzedek asks his father, the Balatanya, he says, I don't understand, our Avodah and is to be Mevatel ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, if we're Mevatel, Einai Mevatel, we're bottled, we're nothing, right? If we're bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then who is there to be Mamlech, the Avish, the no one? That's the Kashan. So they say that the Balatanya, this is how Sidon says it over, Balatanya answered him, but and the Tzemach Tzedek understood, but we don't know what he answered. That's what they say over. Lefi, the Yisoid, was saying this morning, it's poshut. The bittul that we make ourselves, it says, battle with Tzoyim Pumim Nei with Tzoyinoi, is not pshat that we are so hopeless that we have to be not nika, not nivdol. We have to be mamish kamisha enoi, like a garnished bittel kamisha enoi. No, there's a different type of bittel. There's a bittel that's called issa nefach lehetza, or like here we say psul nefach lehetza. That's the bittel that we have to be a kadosh baruch hu. Not that we're garnished and nothing, and we're absolutely just there. Anoichi off of a efer. What's got to be off of a efer is the anoichi, the part that comes from the issa. That a person is into his own little thing and he doesn't see Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's interested in Ritzaycha. Ritzaycha has to go. The Anoichi, it's me, I want, that has to go to Ritzaycha. But rather we're not, well, we're nothing, we're not nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs people to be Mamlechim. But the point is, just like the Rambam says in the Baal Tshuva, that the Baal Tshuva yesterday he was separate from Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's far, and today he's close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we say, of course, Yisrael varayt to Kadosh Baruch Hu Kadu. We become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that we get the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Raiv. We make ourselves the Miyas. We take out our own negias, our own interests. We say, I'm only interested in Ratzon Hashem. Of course we're here. We're not like we're not here. We're Issa Nefach Lehetza. We're Aveira Nafal Mitzvah. The person becomes an Ishachar. He becomes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no question who's there to be man of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not saying that maybe Goyim have to be bottled to Mishaynei. But certainly not Yidden, and that's the pshat. And take this this concept, there's bittel, there's two types of bittel. There's a bittel, like you have to look at it like it's mamish not there. There's another bittel, that you don't take away the dayonim. It's not like you've no dayonim now. You're only 17 dayonim instead of 23. You have 23 dayonim, just the all dayonim with one daya. So here too, we and the Kadosh Baruch Hu are on the same side. So it's not that there's nobody to remember the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's that we take our own nashkite out of our head. No better way to extend ourselves in a way that's not natural. Coming Friday morning when everybody else can't make it or doesn't make it, or even if sometimes we don't make it, is something that's a way of being battle of the time for Meirut Sinai. Shul be zeicha that the Issa should be Nebach Lehetta, the Aveira to Mitzvah, should all be zeicha to be Mekadish ourselves in Kol Minei Kedushim.